Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the be here now. No matter how bad that now is, but we can be in it together so that together we can make it better. So we can be here tomorrow. I have missed being with you, but I'm so grateful to be with you again, and so grateful that you've continued to listen in to our over 225 episodes. So thank you for that, my friends. Thank you for that. I love this global community. And in a moment, I'll be back to let you know about our artist on this episode of Jazz Ready. This episode's featured artist is Miss Byomi Butts, jazz singer, poet, musician, extraordinary human being. And we are blessed. She is friends with our friend, Mr. Royal Hartigan, and he convinced her to come and spend some time with us on Jazz Ready. So kind of both of them to share their time and their talents with us. I'm so excited. And you know what? I'm going to forego the bios because I want to get right to the music. And at the very end, Ms. Byomi Butts is going to be speaking to you herself and letting you in a little bit on her life and work in the world of music. So the first piece you're going to hear is A Midnight Sun. Hold on.
Warmer than the summer night. Our home was like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy height. Each day, its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. We danced in the morning sun. I can't explain the inner joy that found me. Or was that a moonlit bay? The music of the universe around us. Could it be a nightingale? And then my life miraculously from you, suddenly the sky turned pale. We laughed in the noonday sun. Was there such a light It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. But after you have gone, there is still some wonder on my sleeve. The flame of life may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. And we may see the meadow in December, ice stay white and crystalline. But oh, my dearest ones, I will remember how your heart is close to mine, and we'll see the evening at me, and I could see the heavens all inside your eyes of blue. And even when we suffered life's cruel arrows, we were to each other. And danced, and danced, and sang, and loved through life together. Every moment's joy, so underneath the morning sun. Breath and beat in sunlit darkness, cold, and then we had to part. With me still, as I fly through the sunlight, whether you are near or far, and as before, wherever you walk, I'm there, right with you inside my heart. To find the twilight sun. Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone. Can you hear me now? As I miss you, feel I can't go on. And I feel your heart, then I know we'll always share our bond. A mirror for each other's souls forever. Space and time we know are one. And someday yet again we will awaken when a new day has begun. I will be with you always and will hold you, loving you, my dearest one. In the evening's midnight sun, and forevermore in the evening's midnight sun, and we'll dance with spirit deep, and we'll sing the whole way through. And we'll laugh at life's old ills, and we'll love each other through all time. Midnight sun, we are one forevermore, and we'll see the midnight sun. We are one. Space and time we know. And we'll see together the midnight sun. We are midnight sun. Hand in hand, the midnight sun.
We just experienced a midnight sun. Up next will be two cuts, the first through the light, the second we'll be together again.
Times when I know you'll be lonely. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you sad. Someday, we'll both have a lifetime together.
Greeting song. I am Bayomi, a jazz musician who sings. So, a few months ago, maybe a year almost now, I sent in a version of Midnight Sun that I sang. And the program also wanted to know something about me, who I was and why I was. And so that's what this is. I was 3 years old, and my mother had me singing solo at the church where she was the choir director, gospel choir. By the time I was 15, I was singing the standards, Days of Wine and Roses, Misty, and all of those songs became a part of my tapestry. Then I had the opportunity to tour solo in such places as Copenhagen and Japan. And it just widened my interior, let's say. And from that, traveling and being able to sing with the Danish Radio Big Band and other opportunities on the same bill with Dizzy Gillespie. Just traveling and experiencing what jazz is all about, which is a coming together of free spirits trying to find that note, that melody, that shared experience of music. In the early 80s, I moved to New York, and from there was added to the group of Harry Belafonte as one of his singers. We enjoyed a serious tour of the United States and Canada, and went to Cuba. There were many things that were helpful in expanding my palate, so to speak. It was quite an experience and influenced the addition of more musical choices to how I perform and where I draw from as an improviser. I'm originally from Ohio and moved when I was mid-20s to California, and I've always searched and have been searching. And improvisation is what that is. Improvisation is searching for that place that you want to share with others. One of the keys to a jazz artist's palette is improvisation. And that's how Royal and I met, in a degree program for improvisers at a state university in California. Since then, he's been instrumental in helping me move forward in the educational sense. And jazz. We've done some wonderful things together. One of the things I've enjoyed is meeting other musicians and sharing music. That's what jazz is. Sharing your time of moment together. It may never be repeated because it's improvised.
That was Miss Byomi Butts. I am so grateful that we had these two living legacies on Jazz Ready for this episode. What an honor, what a privilege, and what a joy. Countless of people stand on their shoulders in the world of music, the world of arts, and in pure humanity, substance, and love. And speaking of love, I send mine to all of you. And until we see each other again, be as kind, generous, and loving to each other as you possibly can. And when life demands it, take a stand. I'll be feeling you again soon.